Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This is the part of the show that is so fun to listen to as a listener, which I usually am. Lisa will be back on Wednesday. But right now, it's story time. We go around the newsroom and people pluck stories out of the news and share with us. And let's start with Steve Bertrand.
Steve always gets to go first.
Yeah, you want to go, Kevin?
Kevin,
I'll go first. Let's start
with Kevin Powell.
This takes us to Jefferson County down in Texas. And the video has gone viral. 252nd criminal court judge Rachel West in the courtroom addressing a man who was in court on a gun charge. She didn't like the T-shirt he was wearing when he appeared in court.
What did it say, Kevin?
Well, you're going to have to listen to what it said. Here we go.
Good morning, sir. What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? That's all you could find? That's all the only shirt you had in your closet? World's best farter.
So it's...
that makes me laugh, kind of.
But then, all right, let me play the rest of it here.
That's great. No, it says, I can read it. I see what it says at the bottom. You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate.
So he's wearing this gray shirt. It says, world's best farter.
Is that the judge who went...
Yeah, she makes the noise. She's
oh,
just,
I thought
just,
the guy did.
No,
yeah.
But, and then under it, it says, I mean, father. Like, it's supposed to be some kind of funny shirt, and that's what he...
Oh, maybe he got it for Father's Day.
Yeah.
World's best farter.
Okay, that is so funny. Did she make him turn it inside out, or did she just say, come back when you can wear something?
I think they just proceeded, and she had to stare at the guy who's in court for a gun charge wearing a T-shirt.
Who wears that to
that
court?
That says...
World's best farter.
That's Bertrand's title.
Hey.
I just like
I'm not the juvenile here playing it six times.
One more time, what did she say, Kevin?
World's best farter.
I'm like a 12-year-old boy. I think it's funny. So did Mary.
12-year-old boy's a bad name.
I think it's funny.
All right, Steve.
Oh, sugar.
Da 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 da.
No, not that. You have to
what?
Sing in South Korean. Sugar, the rapper and songwriter in K-pop sensation BTS, he got out of military service.
Like Elvis.
Well, you know, you don't know the story, but
I know that
BTS, it's mandatory military service in South Korea.
Oh, yes.
So
you're
the
right.
Band has been on hiatus for a few years, and Suga is the last one to be released.
Yay!
And it's so sweet.
Is there a Peppa?
Let's not make fun of the way people speak.
Oh, that's salt and pepper.
Yeah.
So the official return of all seven members from their enlistment duties. The labels confirm that Suga completed his alternative service duties Wednesday, after using up his remaining leave. His official discharge is late Saturday, and they're going to get back together this year.
Ooh.
It's like Oasis.
Oh, I like
world's
hearing...
best farter.
Yeah, it's. I like hearing you say sugar.
Sugar and fada.
I like hearing Bob Surratt say shaboozy. I don't know why, it just makes me laugh. Just like you saying sugar. What did the judge say again?
Hang on, let me check here. Here we go.
World's best farter.
Yeah, I'm glad we played it again. Just wanted to clarify.
I wouldn't like to be in the jail cell with him.
All right, and now finally, it's Mary's section.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Groovy music, huh, Wendy?
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, my What's With today has to do with shrinkflation again, because I just love the shrinkflation. What is with getting gypped with deodorant?
It does feel like I go through it faster.
I mean, this is crazy. I was out of town for a pre-wedding celebration. I forgot my deodorant. We were staying at a hotel. And I said to my husband, I am not using your deodorant. I don't know how you guys feel about using
your spouse's deodorant. You
don't want to put Old Spice on? Deodorant.
Swagger smells good.
Oh, it's nasty stuff. So I go, we have to stop at a Walgreens, CVS, somewhere. So we do. And I go to get my brand of deodorant.
Secret?
Yeah, which is the gel. I use the sweat and what is it called? I forgot. But anyway, you know, I like the gel. I go, it's $9.99, first off, for a 2.6-ounce container of the gel. So I go to start, you know, using my deodorant, and I'm turning the bottom. You know how you turn the bottom?
Yeah.
Turn the bottom. I must have done it for 5 minutes before any gel pops up. And then I look at the bottom, and it's like 3/4 already gone.
Why do you like the gel?
I just like
it doesn't leave
gel.
A mark on your shirt?
I don't like the powder. You
doesn't
know,
the gel feel all wet and weird?
For a while, but you let it dry, Kevin.
What, do you walk around with your arms up?
Well, sometimes with the fan on, you know, but I don't put a shirt on until it dries. But then the powdered stuff leaves...
You guys...
The residue.
That's not the story,
Kevin. Your microphones are open.
That's the story.
Oh, look who's talking.
It's just deodorant, Steve.
You can hear
everybody uses
in your
it.
Ear?
All right, so but the point is
except
that
Matt,
it's...
Matthew McConaughey, he doesn't use
yeah.
it. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, shrinkflation with the deodorant. Anyone else have this problem?
Not with deodorant.
I just feel like I'm going through it faster.
Yes.
It doesn't last as long. So maybe they are chipping me. Good point, Mary.
Look at the bottom before you start. What do you use? The roll-on or what do you use, Kev?
Yeah, just the roll-on one. No, it's I keep one in my backpack. What's the brand?
Yeah, check it out and see, you know, when you first start, because they are chipping us for
you
sure.
You guys, that's really not
it's
a...
It's a degree advanced 72-hour body heat activated.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is
Kevin.
Manly.
Yeah. Right.
That's way more manly than Old Spice.
Hey, Mary, when you do this segment, you remind me of Rosanna Dana.
I know.
And I had a little sweat ball on the tip of his nose, and it wouldn't come off.
You just totally remind me of that. But I agree with you. I really love Special K cinnamon pecan cereal. That is the hardest flavor to find. When you find it now, you'll notice that the new boxes of Special K, I swear to God, they are so much smaller.
They're thinner.
Like,
They're narrower.
Yes, they're narrower, same height, but like 2 inches off each side. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, and there's less cereal in it as well.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I am so with you on the shrinkflation. Yeah. What do we do about it?
I've already done the toothpaste, the deodorant. I'm going through all my, you know, toiletries.
All right. Well, keep us posted. And
I will.
And please don't make us go through them all, too.
I'll join you, Mary.
Yeah. This is... All right. Next time you're in, Wendy.
All right. I'll see you Monday.
I don't know what we'll be talking, but well, mouthwash.
Oh, it's only on Friday, right, that
yeah.
you do this? I live for Fridays.
World's best farter.
And he will have your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.